see what you're doing to me. Everyone can see that you're everything I need. 'Cause your love is a miracle, it's spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love is a miracle, it's visible, even to a heart that's blind like mine.
Good friend and neighbor, Phil Neese, saying, have a great day. Thanks for joining us. We put the wraps on our morning session and make way for the news and community conversation on the morning show today. The news update at 9 is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's currently 50 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new report from the government is not great for those who are hoping for an interest rate cut in the next couple of months. Inflation came in hotter than expected for the third month in a row. Gas, rent, and auto insurance all costing more. Here's ABC's Rebecca Jarvis.
Today's report decreases the likelihood of a rate cut in June. That would have been the first rate cut in some time. And that means mortgage rates, car loans, those credit card APRs, they all stay higher.
Just before the opening bell, Dow futures were down more than 400 points. Reaction still continuing to come in to the Arizona Supreme Court's upholding of a law from the 1860s that bans all abortions in the state with no exceptions for rape or incest. The only time abortion would be legal in Arizona would be to save the life of the mother. Muslims around the world are celebrating Eid, the final day of Ramadan. President Biden telling the Univision he thinks Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made a mistake. This is ABC News. Promises of dozens of new agreements between the U.S. and Japan, with the country's prime minister in Washington for a state visit.
Biden administration officials say there will be more than 70 substantial, significant deliverables, policy items agreed to and announced after the meetings between President Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Kishida, including several focused on security. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters the two leaders will announce cooperation on space and emerging technology, including artificial intelligence. The two leaders will also discuss the war in Ukraine, with Japan one of the largest providers of economic assistance and budget support to Ukraine as it fights its war against Russia. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
And some of the world's best athletes won't just be running for the gold in Paris this summer. They'll also be running for some green. The governing body for track and field now says it will give gold medal winners $50,000 at the Summer Olympics in Paris. That's the first sport to give prize money. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Pamela's Fine Jewelry will be closed now through April 17th. So see you after the 17th of April at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469. Today's forecast calls for a high near 70. Tonight, increasing clouds and a low of 45. Thursday, mostly cloudy, showers developing and a high of 60. Friday, 60 and rather breezy, and highs in the low 70s Saturday and Sunday. Currently, the air is calm. After a low all the way down at 37 degrees, it's sunny and 51.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Today on WRCO's Morning Show, we bring on UW Richland alumnus, local guy and local business owner, Mike Frederick from Town & Country TV & Appliance. And Mike and his wife, Misty, purchased Town & Country TV & Appliance a while back, and we wanted to have Mike on the air and kind of talk about that a little bit. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Phil. Thanks for having me on.
I've known you since you were a youngster. So
it's been a while. You've ran around River Valley a few times.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
And I've known Misty for a long time. And recently we had the UW Richland board on here and some of the alumni. And you guys actually met at the Richland campus, didn't you?
We sure did. As all good things start in Richland County, the campus is a good place to meet up. And we started our relationship there and carried it all the way through many different colleges along the way, and ended up landing back here in Richland County.
I think I read in the recent alumni news that you started off with a bloody nose, didn't she?
Yeah, that is true. That article, that will be it. So we were at a road rally, a famous road rally, and I knew it was true love when I wasn't paying attention and get hit by a Frisbee. So it all worked out in the end.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
So you finished up your degree at Platteville, was it?
I did. Business administration, and kind of with a computer science emphasis. So I was kind of in the techie world there coming out of college.
And then what did you do in the meantime then when you got out of college?
Right. So I spent a few years in Minneapolis, worked for a large power sports company in Polaris Industries for 4 years there. And then Misty was really working through her schooling, and she made the decision to move back here to finish her master's in library science. So that kind of catapulted us back to the area.
Are you back on the home farm?
We are. We spent from that period of time, we spent time in Spring Green. So I had moved back, and I worked for Wick Buildings for the last 20 years prior to Town & Country.
So Town & Country TV & Appliance, did you ever think you'd be involved in the business, let alone own it?
Not at all. Not in the slightest. It was really one of those opportunities that kind of grew on me as time went on. My training was in business. I'd worked in the IT world a lot and worked with a lot of business challenges, and I felt I was ready to take on my own ownership. And so we just ended up kind of talking with the Schwartz family, who had run a very successful business for a very long time. and you know, work through the details, and made it happen. And we're just glad to be here.
It's exciting. I think a lot of us in the community were concerned, thinking, oh, you know, hopefully they stick around because they've been such an integral part of the community for so long. And I'm sure you're proud to be able to continue that.
We absolutely are. The heritage is deep, all the way back to the business starting on Court Street, I understand, and moving out to the location there in 84. With the Caltronics team, and rebuilding that whole that complex, and then from there just continuing to provide great service, friendly, the whole nine yards, the things you need to do to be in business in a small community and help everybody out, and that's what we really love to do.
Did you have some employees stick around from the Schwartz ownership?
Yeah, we did. We did. We've had some new folks, and we've had Dan has stayed on, and he's done very well for us for the community over the years. He's really kept things moving in the TV and antenna business around the area. Lots of business in that area.
You must serve a wide area, Mike, because I can't think of a business like yours real close to us here.
Yeah, we do. There are some other businesses that are like us in some other towns, and sometimes we cross paths and territories. But in general, there's quite a few folks. You know, every home is in a position to need our products, and these things they wear, they need repair, they need new. So we're fortunate to have a good base to work with, and really we travel all of Richland County, all into, you know, in Muscadet, Blue River, Avoca, that kind of area. And we're seeing as business has changed in Reedsburg area, we're seeing more and more people migrate from that side of the county and stop in the store, and we're making it happen for them too.
I know for a business like Town and Country, it was a tough time during COVID getting product, wasn't it?
It was. During that period was actually during the period where I was working with the team to try to figure out how to make the purchase. And it was difficult not only to just keep it running and keep the product flowing, but actually make that purchase happen. When I first started in June of 22, we had very little inventory, and that a little bit of that was on purpose as we kind of transitioned. But in general, we were still struggling. That first 6 months to get a good showroom was challenging. I'm happy to report that we've put all that kind of stuff behind us. In general, everything's very well available, and we've got a nice showroom now.
Things have really changed and trends have changed over the years. I mean, I remember going there to buy a VCR back in the day and whatnot. You can still service a lot of things, though, can't you?
Yeah, our serviceability is really focused around the appliance area. A lot of the appliances are still in a position where they can be fixed. So many things are made these days that are true throwaway kind of items. Well, appliances are a major investment, and if they can be fixed, we want to be able to do that. Sometimes they run to the end of their life, and it's just features change and it's time. On the TV side, that's not quite as much the case anymore. When certain components break, it's time for a new one. Mm-hmm. That's just how it works.
You know, there's been a real trend, Mike, going back to getting an antenna up, because there are a lot more opportunities over the air, it seems like, than there used to be.
There are. That is actually an area that's started to steadily pick up. So we've noticed that with the advent of, you know, rural fiber projects that are, you know, crisscrossing our county, folks are coming in asking, you know, what are my options? You know, I used to only have Dish, but now I have this high-speed internet. And you can pair your streaming services with a local antenna, and you pick up a good 35, 40 channels, just depending on kind of your signal strength. So a lot of people are finding some success with still keeping a lot of good entertainment and helping their budget out.
That's interesting, because I think there was probably a time where the installation of antennas went way down, probably almost non-existent. Now it's probably, it keeps you pretty busy, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, cities have cable systems and those kind of things. But now, once the weather kind of breaks right around this time of the year, folks start thinking about being able to put up antennas, whether it's on towers or on, you know, just on regular poles on the sides of their house. We can do it all, and we've seen quite a bit of interest.
And TVs certainly have changed as well over the years. You know, you go from whatever it was. I remember a Sylvania Super set in the 80s. It was like top of the line, and I think it was 26 inches. Now, what's the biggest screen that you have in the store?
In store, we have up to a 77-inch screen. We carry LG product, and that's an OLED television, which is our most premium set, and a crystal clear picture. It's wonderful. You should stop by and see it. It's hanging on the wall. Looks great. Great.
And you could probably hang it on my wall if you
I want. Can. Yeah, absolutely. I can hang it on anybody's wall. It'll fit, I promise. Maybe not that. We do have smaller ones too, of course.
We talk with some of our friends in other businesses, lawnmowers and things like that, and it's kind of the same thing for you. You deal with like big box stores and things like that where somebody will say, well, look at the price of this, and you get what you pay for, because I guess explain how that works. It's not top of the line in some of those stores, is it?
Yeah. Certainly we sell product that can be acquired many different places. You know, we're primarily in our Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, KitchenAid, Frigidaire kind of appliance center, along with Speed Queen. So people do have a choice to buy it in different places, but certainly our advantage and what we want to do for our customers is be there when they need help with that machine. That's part of the service program, part of the strong warranties that can be offered, and really all the kind of little things that kind of go along with it, delivery, haul away. There's install parts that sometimes you got to pay for. Those are generally included in all the services we have. So we just try to make it simple for everyone to come in, find something that works for them, fits their budget, get it in their house, and get using it. Because, you know, life without some appliances can really take a turn for the worst if you have some broken stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can be bad on your marriage, too, sometimes.
Yeah. your hands will be worn out in the sink if you don't have a dishwasher.
Exactly. But you bring up a good point, too, because a lot of times, you know, you're too busy. If you want to go haul this appliance yourself and install it, I mean, that takes some time, too. Maybe take somebody to help you lift it. You guys do that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, routinely. I mean, it's those things that not everyone can pull off. You know, there's opportunities to make sure and help people where they are and what they need.
Different appliances, I kind of think of washers and dryers too, that have certainly improved and over the years. You know, there's different levels there too, but I think they've gotten to be a lot more high tech than they used to be, haven't they?
Absolutely, yes. The internet age has kind of ushered in some new technologies in all of the appliances. You know, we have smartphones, and so we have smart appliances, and so the wash machines can be set up to work with your smartphone, and it can tell you when it's done, so you can run downstairs and change the loadout if you want it to. Or it can be the simplest machine with just good old-fashioned knobs and a go button, and that's it. So there's a wide variety of options for folks. Just kind of meet them where they're at in comfort level and features. And that's really across all appliances, ranges, stoves, microwaves, ovens, the whole nine yards.
So on your smartphone, let's say that you leave the house and like, oh, did I shut that off, that dryer or whatever? Can you check that on your phone?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. You can log into your app and it will tell you what the current cycle is and what stage it's at. And if that's running, you can even turn it off. Our microwave at home, you can remote start it, you know, so if there were something in there right now, I could turn it on.
It'd be burning by now, probably.
I hope somebody's
left
home.
It on.
Yes.
That's amazing, but you know, you talk about that and safety wise too. That's quite a benefit, isn't it?
It sure is. Yep, peace of mind to knowing that's something you can always check in on. And smart home has really been a concept that's been developing, where everything's kind of connected to that internet hub in your Wi-Fi now, and all kinds of things from your cameras to your appliances to your televisions. We all depend on that Wi-Fi at home to be able to enhance that experience.
We've relied on Town and Country over the years, even the radio station, you know, different things, just, you know, patch cords and different things. You still have quite a wide variety of that if somebody needs to work on something themselves.
You know, it's dwindling. The internet has also taken a little bit of that edge off of that kind of demand for that kind of product. But we do keep a lot of the basics on hand. The Radio Shack days, if you remember, for the company was pretty strong. And then that's not a business that we're in any longer with Radio Shack. You know, the circuit boards and those things, just not a lot of call anymore for that kind of thing.
You can get tabletop radios.
We can get tabletop radios. And I always tell everyone, just if there's something you're looking for and you used to buy it here, come in, talk to me. I'll see what I can do to find it for you. The amount of things we special order in for folks on a weekly basis is quite a bit. And I love doing it. You know, from your weird cordless phone battery to the tabletop radio. So
a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
So if you go in and you don't see it, ask.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Some other things as we look ahead to the future, Mike, do you have some goals and things like that you'd like to share?
Yeah. If you stop by our store, been driving by at all, you'll notice we've had quite a facelift on the place. Mm-hmm. And so we've been fortunate to have the Call family and rehab the building on the front side. We've been doing a little bit of work on the inside too. So we've got some new flooring paint, kind of updating the experience. And really just continuing to add and keep a solid inventory is what people expect. You know, duress buying is a strong segment of our needs. So people come in, it's broken. They've made the decision, it's time to move on. Having that available and being able to solve those problems quickly. And we've added some warehouse space to allow us to keep more stock in place. So
someone could come in, pick something out. You could store it in the warehouse for them for a time then too?
You bet. So oftentimes we'll, especially during the winter time, folks will come in and say, hey, I'm planning a remodel in the spring. I'm ordering cabinets. I'm doing these various things. We're building a house. Let's put a package together, you know, for the house. And there are certain times that pricing's good and then good time to do those things. The different offers, put that package together. Get it acquired, and we've got the space to be able to hold on to it until you're ready.
That's a good feature there, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So people can pick out things. Do you do some online as well? Can people shop online?
Yep, for certain. We have our website, and it's got all of our product on there from all the major brands that we have, televisions to antenna service to all the appliances. We tend to keep everything that we sell regularly out there. As you know, there are a million different choices in appliances. If you go to any store or look at any online shop, you can get thousands and thousands. We kind of curate that down to, you know, what we feel is best, you know, for the area, a good selection. That on top of that, we can special order. So anything in that KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, Whirlpool brand set, we can work with you to figure out what's going to fit for you.
You deliver, you take the old away.
All the way through.
Yeah.
You bet. Yep. Front to back. We make that experience easy. We have folks come in and they say, boy, that was easy. You know, we walk through and in 10 minutes we said, well, these are the kind of the selections. Here's the features. And they made a decision. They go, wow, I got like a half a day back. You know, so they're very pleased when they can just kind of take care of that business and know they'll be back up and running soon.
Some of the features just blow me away too. I was looking at refrigerators lately too, or, you know, not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And the things that you can get on a refrigerator anymore is just incredible, isn't it?
It is. The configurations of a refrigerator are very wide. So you can do multiple doors. You can have snack pans where you pull out a center drawer and the kind of all your goodies are there for that you're into for often, really good for kids. You know, bottom freezers, flexible freezers, so you can turn a portion of a freezer into a refrigerator if you need extra refrigerator space. So really these appliances have gotten more tailored to many different uses, just depending on your needs, you know, whether you got two people in the house or 20.
We bought a refrigerator from you last year, and I never thought I would like the bottom freezer as much as I do. But boy, you can really see in there. You know, you're not on your tiptoes trying to figure out what's up there.
Yeah, it's become really popular. The French door or just the bottom freezer two door are really our top sellers, and that's where most folks have found that's been a really good addition to their family.
Mike Frederick, our guest from Town & Country TV & Appliance. We'll be right back with more on The Morning Show.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Center, where your family always comes first.
Hi, I'm Steve Fuller, currently a Richland Electric Co-op director and have served since 2012. Obtaining knowledge and continuing education are of the utmost importance to me and our Richland Electric Cooperative. Safety, reliability, sustainability, and affordability are the core objectives which are very important guidelines used by Richland Electric Co-op. Solar implementing, succession planning, and the untimely COVID event were critical parts of the team delegations I participated in. I, Steve Fuller, would appreciate your vote and support on the upcoming election. The April 13th, 2024 annual meeting will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. sharp. Be sure to mark your ballots and sign your envelopes. All ballots are due by 4 o'clock p.m. April 12th, 2024. Thank you.
Don't let urologic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
The right trait technology on the right acre matters when it comes to crop performance. In this CAB conversation, Wisconsin farmer William Hoffman says the above and below ground insect protection is why he's planting DeKalb VT4 Pro trait technology following soybeans.
In the last couple of years, seen some pressure and thought I needed to try something different. And the rootworm technology seemed to work considerably better.
He says there's a reason he chooses new products like DeKalb VT4 Pro for his farm.
I'm really buying two things. I'm buying hybrid, you know, that I believe is high yielding and has a lot of potential. And I'm buying the trait package as an insurance policy to make sure that I can utilize, you know, all of the potential that hybrid has.
To learn more, visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved.
Welcome back to our morning show studios at WRCO. Mike Frederick is here. We're talking about Town and Country TV and Appliance, longtime business in our community, supporters of so many things. We appreciate all that you guys do, Mike.
Absolutely, for sure.
We appreciate you and the family-run business and your staff. And I know you've got an open house coming up, don't you?
We do. So right now, starting now through the 20th, we have the Spring Fling Sellout is kind of the name of the sale. Really good time to stop in and check out all the product. Everything's marked down kind of store-wide. Some extra rebates and opportunities available. And really, I never really had it like a grand opening, if you will, you know, as once we took over the business. I felt like I wanted to get some things organized, get some product in, as we talked about, and get some improvements made. And so now is that time. So next Saturday, the 20th, a week from Saturday, we'll have an open house, kind of refreshment store prizes, giving away a TV and a KitchenAid stand mixer and some other goodies. So I'm hoping to see a lot of folks that day and just shake some hands and help some folks out.
If people have been driving by the building and admiring that, stop and see what's going on inside.
Yeah, they really have. I'm very pleased with folks stopping in and saying how much they like the facelift. So we're very, very fortunate.
It's kind of nice to see things in person and, you know, kind of see your toy, so to speak. Is there anything in store that has a real wow factor for you right now, Mike?
Well, one of the things that is in the laundry area is the Maytag Pet Pro system. So that's been out for about a year now, and it's gaining steam. So what that does is that in your wash machine, there's an agitator that will spin around, and all that dog and cat hair will go into that agitator and get trapped in there, so it doesn't go down into the system and get, you know, kind of plug up your washer. You can pull it out and discard it before it sends it into the dryer. So pets are a really big focus of a lot of the manufacturers right now in dealing with, you know, pet hair and other sanitation things for pets. So we have it available in a couple different colors, and it's should be a hot seller.
Speed Queen is a great brand. That's an attractive brand for a lot of people, isn't it?
It sure is. Sure is. Speed Queen is made in Ripon, Wisconsin, so they're very local to us. So we get shipments right from the factory. They are very dependable machines. You know, I was told that you know, in a lot of cases the line for the commercial machines and the line for the residential machines are exactly the same. So they'll build a machine and then they'll say, "Is this going to someone's house?" And if it is, it goes on the truck. And if it's going to a laundromat, they just put a coin box on it and send that over to the laundromat. So they were made famous really with their durability for laundromats. And you get that same kind of durability and clean wash and dry in the residential lines too.
There are different levels, I know, of those. Do you have more of the industrial lines for some of those too?
We do. There are multiple different levels, 3, 5, and 7 year warrantied based machines. So that's full warranties for 3, 5, and 7 years in home service. And they have various different features as you kind of go up that level. They have up and down stacked units. And then there is the coin operated units as well. So light commercial. So for instance, if there are apartment buildings, and we've done these for folks around here that want to do coin operated machines, they make those available to us as well.
So I could buy a coin operated machine, put it in my house for when my kids come home to do laundry then.
100%. And you get to pick how much you charge, too.
That's a good idea.
Good luck with that.
We'll try that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a throwaway society, Mike, you know, but it's nice to know that you can still get things fixed. You have a good service department.
Yes. Service is a commitment that we're committed to. Truth be told, it's been a challenging environment to hire into. You know, and currently we have an opening in that area. But you're listening to the service guy right now. So in a case where you need service on your product from Town and Country, this is something that we're committed to making sure we're doing. And frankly, if there's anybody listening out there that could be interested in joining our team, there's a lot of good opportunities in that area.
You know me as I'm a retro guy, so I can still get a tabletop radio from Town and Country. Can I get a boombox?
A boombox, you bet.
All right.
Yep, a boombox, maybe even a cassette Walkman if you play your cards right.
A cassette Walkman, you can still get that. What about a CD player? You can get those too?
Certainly.
Wow.
Certainly can. Yep, we keep a little bit of stock for either the boombox portable ones or your tabletop ones. whatever fits your fancy, we still have some of that stuff around. And we get folks walking in looking for that.
I bet you do. Yeah, that's awesome. You're there. I would get some probably strange questions sometimes, people coming in the door, don't you?
Yeah, I would say sometimes, looking to try to fix things that, they're just a little bit outside that warranty period, like the 60s, those kinds of things. So we certainly do get our share of questions from folks, whether their TV's not turning on correctly or you name it. But we're here to help.
Indeed. What about your hours?
We're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
If I can't fit that in, can you make appointments?
Absolutely. Yep. Don't be afraid to give us a call and let me know when you need to be there. Routinely stay late to help folks out if they get off after work, or I'll come in on Saturdays too if we need to do a special appointment. No problem there.
So some things going on right now through the 20th of April, it sounds like.
That's right. That's right. We'll have really... really good opportunity to get in and check out the product, touch it, feel it. You can look at a lot of things online, but nothing replaces walking through and asking questions. And our staff is very well trained, and Tony does a wonderful job with our customers to help them find the machine that they need and get it to them when they need it.
Great to have a family business, you and Misty. And how are the kids? How many kids do you have?
We have three boys, so 19, 17, and 10. And our 19-year-old's in college at Southwest Tech, and a junior, and going to be a fifth grader here next year. So,
are you training them in the family business? Are you?
You know, I'm every once in a while. Yes, I recently took my middle son along on a service call and said, "Are you ready to do it?" And he kind of gave me a weird look and said, "No." But in any case, we'll see where their careers take them.
Most definitely. Well, again, thanks for coming in, Mike. We appreciate it.
I really appreciate being on, Phil.
Mike Frederick joining us. He and Misty are the owners of Town & Country TV & Appliance here on Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th annual meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th annual meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Spring is here, and so is prom season. The Family Thrift Shop is in need of donations of formal dresses. In order to prevent theft or damage, they are asking that you please bring your donations into the shop only during the days and hours that they are open for business. Their hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 4. Come and shop locally, where the profits from your donation and purchases stay in the community and help support other nonprofit organizations. They appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Michelle Reinen is with us on the morning show from WRCO to talk about some consumer protection topics for this month of April 2024. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I hope you are also well.
Yeah, we are. Absolutely. The year's already going by quick. Here we are in April, and it's Financial Literacy Awareness Month. So what can you tell us about the first topic right off the bat?
Well, a really important part of financial literacy is knowing how to keep your finances safe and secure. And we do talk about this pretty regularly, but not in that context, I don't think. Scammers have sophisticated methods for convincing consumers to hand over their money. And these scams usually involve someone claiming to identify fraud or suspicious activity on one of your accounts. So offering to help protect your money, if you will, and asking you to share verification codes, telling you to move money from your bank, investments, or retirement accounts. And one of the things we need to make sure everyone understands is what a scam looks like, because they're going to use all sorts of strategies to scare consumers into following their instructions. So I just want to highlight three points that I hope everyone can just kind of put in their reserve. So they'll come, you know, to the forefront when needed. Computer pop-ups that offer free security scans or say that your device has been compromised. This is one of the ways scams will look, often using familiar branding like a Norton Virus or Windows or some well-known name. They're going to try and put a pop-up and get you to call and hand over information. A phone call or text message from a well-known company, let's say Amazon in this case, and they say that there's been suspicious charges to your account and you need to take action. Well, by taking that action, you're going to be handing over access to your account to that scammer, and then that's going to cost you money in the long run. And the other thing to just remember as a tactic is someone usually claiming to be from your bank or the government, some really reliable, trusted resource, tells you your money will be more secure if you deposit it into a something else, gold bars, Bitcoin, any form of cryptocurrency, but they want you to move your money to someplace that isn't really traditional or recoverable should you realize it's a scam later on.
So they're encouraging you to supposedly protect your money then, in other words.
Absolutely. That's their scam. They're wanting to help you protect your money. And again, getting you to hand over verification codes, getting you to move that money to some place that's more secure and reliable, which really isn't traceable or recoverable. So never move your money to protect it, because that is a scam. And we need people to realize that to protect your money, you don't move it to protect it.
If somebody's telling you to keep it a secret, that's a red flag too, isn't it?
Absolutely. A secret is one of the red flags of all scams, because the scammer doesn't want you to tell anyone about it because that someone else you're going to talk to is going to help you identify those red flags. That means you're going to take time to have a conversation and think through things and realize it's a scam. It means you'll be verifying and checking out the legitimacy of what's been told to you. And so all of that, keeping it a secret, signing a non-disclosure agreement, those are all tactics they use to keep this strategy in place.
So with a credit card, let's say you're scammed on your credit card, you have some ways to block that. They have some significant ways to do that. But if you're using investment funds, is it easy to stop a transfer or not?
Yeah. So if you engage with a scammer in your bank or your investment fund, and you want them to stop it, they probably won't be able to do that. We expect banks and brokers to keep our money safe and warn us about suspicious transfers out of our accounts. And scammers try to exploit that trust that we're grounded in. And when it comes to your stolen money, because you've asked the bank to move the money, they may not be able to recover it, especially if you've moved it to one of those non-traditional forms like a cryptocurrency wallet and it's someone else's wallet. And, you know, banks can't stop you from taking action. They can alert you. They can ask questions. They can try and raise your suspicion about the action that you want to take. But at the end of the day, you're the customer, it's your money, and so you are telling the bank what to do. They might be able to help you after, but if it's a cryptocurrency situation, if it's a gold bar purchase and you've handed those off, they're not going to be able to help you other than to direct you to law enforcement.
There are a lot of sad stories about people losing their life savings, aren't there?
Absolutely. And it's to many different scams. It could be a grandparent scam. It could be a romance scam. It could be a utility scam, a prize notice scam, or a prize winning scam sweepstakes. So we do realize that all of these scams have that common thread of that secrecy, phone calls, text messages, asking you to move money, and doing things immediately rather than taking time to check them out.
Well, let's move on a little bit. We see all these ads about debt relief and getting out of debt and things like that. I'm sure we need to be aware of those too, don't we?
Absolutely. So one way is you need to protect your money. The other way is to deal with your debt and do so without engaging with a scammer who's out there. Often we see offers to help you reduce or wipe out your debt. And those could sound like perfect solutions, but there's dishonest debt relief companies out there who will just take your money and do little or nothing to help. And then there's scammers who will just try and deceive you by saying that they're going to do something and they do nothing at all. So some ways to identify debt relief scams are to never pay anyone who tries to collect fees up front. That's just illegal. They need to provide a service before they collect any fees. Don't share your financial or personal information with someone who calls unexpectedly or offers to help you settle your debts. That's probably a scam. And we talk about that pretty frequently with many other scams. If you're getting a phone call out of the blue and they're asking for personal information or money, that is going to be a scam that you need to be on guard for. And then another thing to know about identifying debt relief scams is that you want to avoid anyone who guarantees you a result from a, let's say, a new government program for a fee, or tries to enroll you without ever having first reviewed your actual financial situation. You've never engaged in a conversation of any depth with this person who's contacted you, yet they're making you guarantees about programs that you could qualify for, and they're charging a fee for that. So those are things you need to avoid.
And if you're behind on bills, sometimes, you know, credit cards and some of the credit agencies, they will work with you, won't they?
Absolutely. So you can get real help. Call your creditors or servicers and explain your situation before a debt collector gets involved, because you could probably try to work out a payment plan with lower and more manageable payments. But you might also want to consider working with a credit counseling program to help you manage your money and your debt. And you can look at these services that could be provided by credit unions, universities, if you've been of service, military, personal financial managers. There's also U.S. Cooperative Extension Service branches that could help. But there are many legitimate counseling programs out there, and many of these organizations offer services for really low fees. But always ask how much you'll be charged for exactly what service they'll provide. And sometimes you might be eligible for programs if they are grant funded in any way.
Well, coming up, we want to talk about severe weather and storms, and there is a tornado and severe awareness week as well during the month of April, so it's time to be prepared, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we like to try and really talk about the proactive side of the storms, because we're certainly out there talking about those storm chasers when we see them hit us. And Wisconsin's Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week is April 8th through 12th. Then we want to take that opportunity during this entire month to review or create any plan that you have for what to do when severe weather damages your home. I mean, you need to go through the emergency side of things, of where you'll go and what you'll do in an emergency, and practice that plan with your household. But take some time to also check out who your service providers would be. Should your roof be damaged? Should trees fall on your home? Or your garage or vehicle? Should the windows be damaged or siding? Who are you going to turn to in that really quick, immediate emergency moment to help you deal with that situation? And if you have that contact information in your kit, then you won't need to be responsive to individuals who swoop into your community and try and help you out that may actually have other ideas in mind than help.
Do you have some ideas for an emergency kit and what would go in that?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, having multiple ways to receive alerts and information is one thing to have in a kit. So that could be a weather radio, or know how you're going to get in touch with your local media coverage. And that could be making sure you have the appropriate smartphone apps. You want to make sure that you have access to money should something happen, your insurance information, medical information, that you also have, you know, appropriate provisions such as water in your kit, flashlights, extra batteries if need be. And it's going to depend on the time of year as to what other provisions you might need available. And, you know, I'm going to put a plug in here. Don't forget pets. You know, make sure that if you're running to the basement, you're grabbing the leash for the dog as well, in case situations get really negative and you're going to need to make sure that you can keep the family together, and that can include your pets as well.
Let's talk about utility companies. There are imposters that are just about in every form these days, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the time of year when we really want to talk about it, because the moratorium on utility disconnections ends on April 15th. And scammers know this as well. And certainly this month of April has brought us a nice variety of weather, and we're still going to need our utilities here likely after April 15th, even though we had a tremendous February. So we want to be sure that you remember that scammers who contact you claiming that they represent the local utility company, indicating that they are on their way to do a disconnection for unpaid utility bills or being behind in your utility bill, that's a scam. It's not how disconnections work. The local utility company doesn't place those phone calls. They send you a letter, and they offer you opportunities to catch up and make contact with them. So don't let these scammers put that fear into you to where you would react and make payment in that moment during that phone call.
Boy, these scammers never sleep, do they?
they do not. They have a variety of tools in their tool belt. They certainly have a number of different scams, so they can, try and trick us into reacting to them. And, you know, there's a number of them out there as well. So it is quite a mission for us to stay proactive and for us to be responsive in making sure we hang up.
Are there some places, some numbers that folks can go to if they're needing more energy assistance?
Yeah, absolutely. If you need assistance with your utility bill, you can reach out to a number of different resources. One is your local utility. Let them know that you're struggling and see what they can provide. There's also energy assistance at the statewide customer care center, and you can visit that at energyandhousing.wi.gov. And there you'll just search for the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program. There's also, if you need water assistance, you can also reach out to that same energyandhousing.wi.gov website and look for water assistance there. And then you can call 211. This is a service that is available statewide 24/7 all year long, and you can let them know your zip code, and they'll have resources available for you as well. And then, of course, there's the Wisconsin Public Service Commission that you can reach at psc.wi.gov to look at Wisconsin utility resources.
When shopping online, Michelle, I want to ask you about this. Certainly, you want to make sure it's a legitimate site. What are some things to look for?
Yeah, this is actually in response to consumers letting us know about some experiences that they've had in our state recently. They've reported making online purchases from what they believe to be well-known, trustworthy companies like Dick's Sporting Goods and Sirius XM Radio, only to find out later that they'd actually given their payment information to a scammer. So what has happened here is that the scammers have created copycat websites that look nearly identical to the companies that they are really trying to reach. And this has affected so many companies. Amazon, Walmart, even the Green Bay Packers official pro shop last fall had trouble with this. But what's happening is the consumers then receive a link to these websites by email, text, or online ads promoting sales or exclusive deals. And we can see it through social media. And it's that too good to be true offer. You know, if there's that thing you really want and it's hard to find, but yet you can find it at a website and it looks legitimate, really watch where you're going to be sure that you're going to the real website and not something that is that lookalike. And examples of that would be going to Amazon.com versus Amazon.SpringSaleCheckout.com, which the second one being the scammer having set up that fraudulent website. And you log through, buy your item, hand over your purchase information, and yet it's all gone. You don't get your item. You haven't really dealt with Amazon. So be real careful when you are shopping online that you are at legitimate retailers.
That could be so tricky because they could just be a letter off somewhere, couldn't they?
Absolutely. I mean, we have seen situations where it's Amazon with a zero rather than an O in it. And so it looks legitimate when you are glancing and you click that link because you think you're going to the right place, but you are not. They just twist letters around and they're all there. You don't see that they're in a different order necessarily. So they are very tricky with that.
It pays to be alert, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So not just looking at the website to make sure it looks legitimate, paying attention to that URL, paying attention that you are transmitting your purchase information through a secure portion with the HTTPS. And, you know, often just typing in the URL yourself rather than clicking on links.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add this month, Michelle?
Well, I guess just the big plug for all of these, if you do end up engaging with anyone, you know, we talk about credit cards when making purchases, adding that extra layer of protection against fraud versus giving a bank account information, using a debit card. So just try and protect yourself by asking questions, doing your research, and when you do get to the transaction part, use that credit card.
Wonderful. Yeah, in fact, whenever I'm doing anything online, I do think of you from time to time, to be honest. You know, what would Michelle do? So
excellent. And hopefully I do the right thing. So you can be protected. But if anyone has questions, you know, call our consumer protection hotline at 1-800-422-7128 or go to the website at datcp.wi.gov.
All right. We'll talk to you next month, Michelle.
That sounds great.
Michelle Reinen, Administrator, Division of Trade and Consumer Protection, here for our morning show from WRCO.
Hillsborough Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsborough Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsborough Equipment or call 489-2275.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all